This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 30th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. According to numbers released Sunday by FlightStats.com, airline on-time statistics so far for the holiday travel season have been truly awful. The website notes, quote, by our count, nearly 8,800 flights have been canceled at major U.S. airports between Friday, December 19th and Sunday afternoon, December 28th, seriously disrupting holiday travel for over 1 million passengers. With capacity cuts and high estimated load factors, travelers subject to cancellations have had an awful time with 2 to 3 day waits for a seat on another flight commonplace, unquote. FlightStats adds that on the 6 busiest travel days, fewer than half of scheduled flights arrived on time. December 21st was the worst, with only 39% arriving within 15 minutes of schedule. It's long been speculated that a Go Airlines inter-island flight overflew its destination of Hilo, Hawaii last February 13th because the flight crew literally fell asleep at the controls. Well, it's no longer speculation. A National Transportation Safety Board report cited by USA Today says the captain of the flight has admitted that a frenzied effort to get back on schedule combined with a warm cockpit induced them to nod off, leaving the plane to continue on out to sea on autopilot. Controllers first lost contact with the crew about 15 minutes after the commuter flight left Honolulu. They finally reached the groggy crew only after their CRJ-200 had overflown its destination. The NTSB report does not identify the flight crew by name, but FAA records show the agency suspended Captain Scott Altman and First Officer Dylan Shepley for careless and reckless operation. They were also fired by the airline. Following the incident, Altman was diagnosed with severe sleep apnea, which causes those affected to repeatedly stop breathing while trying to sleep, a condition his physician said could cause significant fatigue. At least one 2008 aviation story will produce a New Year's hangover in 2009. The FAA still hasn't settled up with Southwest Airlines and AMR's American Airlines for infamous breaches of safety regulations that happened during 08. Even as Southwest fights a record $10.2 million fine assessed by the FAA for missing fatigue crack inspections on its 737s, and American execs worry their fine may be even higher after wiring bundles were routed through MD-80 landing gear wells with clearance deemed inadequate, the industry appears to have tightened internal controls on compliance. The Wall Street Journal reports that just 8 months after its scandal, Southwest is investing close to $1 million to update its maintenance manuals and has created a maintenance compliance team to alert senior Southwest execs about any future oversights. American had its entire MD-80 fleet grounded by the FAA in April over wiring issues. Some of those aging planes were grounded again over the summer to check for fatigue cracks. American has already lost millions in revenue and passenger compensation as a result of canceling over 3,000 flights. The Journal reports execs privately fear the FAA fines could reach $20 to $30 million. Tighter oversight of maintenance at American has since resulted in the replacement of a senior maintenance official last month, special training sessions for mechanics, and new paperwork documenting maintenance manual references. Two mechanics have already been suspended after running afoul of the tighter rules, and several more are under investigation, all related to procedures used in replacing airliner nose gear tires. American and the FAA declined to comment on their case, but unidentified insiders told the Journal the airline will argue its remedial measures should be acknowledged with reduced penalties. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Oakland International Airport sheds costs to fight the recession. Asian airlines are braced for a tough 2009. And a former Apollo astronaut says NASA is worthy of our support. The Aero News special feature is on a holiday break. We'll be back on a normal schedule this Friday. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.